May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The prologue, or opening, of John's Gospel is one of the most poetic and beautiful passages of Holy Scripture. The birth of Jesus Christ was the very incarnation of God into the world. God becoming humanity in his Son, so that through him we might have forgiveness of our sins and have one day eternal life. Yesterday, I experienced, if you will, the full Christian circle of our lives. Earlier in the day, Ellen and I were invited guests into the Miller's family celebration of Reed's 80th birthday. What joy around that event. And late in the day, I officiated at the burial of a 95-year-old former member of St. John's who had lived in Oregon and came back to be buried here from St. John's, Francis Lynn, once a member of this choir. A different kind of joy. She was 95. And the joy was that her spirit finally let go. She had been ready to go to God for some time to be with our Lord. Our lives are filled with mixed sorrows and mixed joys. The Christmas season is a poignant reminder of such. And perhaps more importantly, that without God, without Jesus in our lives, we travel through our span of years lost and empty. I'm thrilled to see that you came out on what is known as Low Sunday. This is better than I anticipated. Because it shows your desire, if you will, to have God and Christ in your life. During Advent, the 4 weeks before the celebration of Christmas, I became aware that a red-tailed hawk that often soars over our farm in Woodford County had been missing for a while. In the warmer weather, as I would be mowing the fields, I would see this beautiful red-tailed hawk soar above, especially if it was one of those crisp, bright, sunny days with cumulus clouds and a nice wind, and I would just be amazed at watching this great figure overhead. But even in the colder months now, I have seen him as I would go out to feed the horses. And yet, in December, the hawk was suddenly nowhere to be seen. It is not a migratory bird, so I knew that it had not left to go south, like some of you do. Where had the hawk gone? Was it still alive? And then suddenly, right before Christmas, the red-tailed hawk reappeared and soared once again over the farm. The hawk reminded me of how at times God in Christ can seem to disappear from our daily lives. In fact, at Christmas and when we approach a new calendar year, we can be painfully aware of this sense of loneliness, of God's apparent leaving us, that we are pretty much on our own, even sometimes when surrounded by family, friends, and church members. And yet the prophet Isaiah proclaimed beautifully, "But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." Are you waiting? Are you waiting, maybe, for God to be with you in a new way in Jesus Christ? On Christmas Eve, as we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, in the beauty and splendor of our worship, with exceptional music, the beauty of exceptional decorations and preparations by the Altar Guild and all that put their time and effort into celebrating Christ's birth, we reflected on that story of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and what great peace and joy there must have been in the air of that stable in Bethlehem. And too, though, as I reflected this week, I thought there must have been a desire in the hearts of Mary and Joseph to be sure that God was truly with them. They were, after all, human like you and me. They were a man and a woman who were going on the promise of God. Was this Jesus truly Emmanuel? God with them, God with us. I'm sure that they had fears and anxieties about what next? Where do we go from here? Where is our journey taking us? Will God still be with us? Mary and Joseph know that they needed God, and they longed for God's assurance. They longed for God's presence. They longed for a sign from God in the same way that we do. That human capacity, that human emotion is the same more than 2,000 years later. So what if, like Mary and Joseph, you find yourself similarly longing for God? You don't know quite how to get to that point. As you begin to prepare to enter this new year, 2014, as we celebrate today the last Sunday of 2013, do you feel the presence of God in Jesus in your life? Or is God like that red-tailed hawk at times, when he had apparently disappeared? On the pages of his diary, during a very depressed time in his life, Henry Nouwen, who I've quoted before, one of my heroes, a priest, a theologian, he wrote about coming back to what he called the solid place. And he was writing to himself in his journal. And this is what he wrote during this very dark time in his life. "You feel overwhelmed by distractions, fantasies, the disturbing desire to throw yourself into the world of pleasure. But you know already that you will not find the answer to your deepest question there. Nor does the answer lie in rehashing old events or in guilt or shame. He writes, all of that makes you dissipate yourself and leave the rock on which your house is built. You have to trust that place that is solid, that place where you can say yes to God's love even when you do not feel it. He concludes, but keep saying yes. God loves me, and God's love is enough. So how can this new year, 2014, be different? First, accept God's forgiveness. Accept God's forgiveness for whatever you may be holding on to. And then give that forgiveness to others, whomever you may be holding something against. And second, go to your solid place, that solid place of faith, certainly represented here within the walls of St. John's and in your heart that surrounds the love of Christ. Go to your solid place of faith in the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And say over and over, God loves me. And God's love is enough. God sometimes seems to leave us. But God's promise is that He will be experienced in your life again. As on the wings of an eagle or a hawk, God in Christ shall lift you up and bring you to new life. This is my prayer for all of you and for this community of faith. And so to all of you, some who were away on Christmas, some who were here, I say again, a blessed Christmas and a happy new year. Amen.